Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You're going to be glad you did because we have a new friend with us. I'm excited about having Christine Comerford Lynch on the show, ladies and gentlemen. She is a renegade, not a rebel. I said she might be a rebel. I told you she might be. I wasn't sure. I've cleared this up now, folks. She's not a rebel. She's a renegade. In a minute, she's going to explain the difference. She's the author of a now best-selling book. Just in, folks, alert the media. Number three on the New York Times best-selling list, Rules for Renegades, How to Make More Money, Rock Your Career, and Revel in Your Individuality. She's our new friend, soon-to-be old friend. She's our good friend now and hopefully in the future. Christine, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Yeah, likewise. It's great to be here.
I can tell you're all on Twitter about this, aren't you?
Yes, indeed.
Congratulations on the success of the book.
Thank you so much. You know, I think it's striking a chord in people because they want to read a business book that's fun and different and has heart, and where the author admits a lot of their failures and their mistakes.
Now, do I understand that you actually dated Bill Gates?
Yes, indeed. We had a few dates that were not meant to be.
And Larry Ellison.
Yes.
Now, you're the only...
And I learned a lot from them about business.
You're the only lady I've ever had on the show who's dated both of those guys. I had a guy on the show once who dated both of them, but you're the only lady I've ever had on that dated both of them. Just kidding, folks. Just teasing. Just having a little fun there. So what did you learn from your date with those guys?
You know, I think the main thing I learned from Bill Gates was that you need to declare supreme self-confidence. We all think, oh, I'll achieve all these great things and then I'll have this massive self-confidence. Wrong. It doesn't work that way. You declare victory as you step onto the battlefield. If you're launching a new product or launching a company, you declare yourself as the leader and you go out there and you do it. And that energy of confidence attracts more buyers, attracts more partners, and also helps you reach your goals because you're not full of doubt and worrying and wondering. And I really learned that from him. Windows is a great example. Windows was a disaster for 5 years.
Right,
whole time he kept saying, we're going to be the world standard. And it happened.
Yeah. You know, do you remember the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High? And there was the one guy there that was so super cool, and he was bringing the other kid along, and he kept telling him, wherever you are, he said, you have to realize that you have to assume the attitude that wherever you are is the place to be.
Yep, exactly.
That's exactly what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the vibe. And, you know, in small business, you're often going up against big business or mid-sized business, and you look risky. And this is why small businesses should really be targeting companies or painful problems, rather. If small business is solving painful problems and someone's really in business pain, they're going to take a bigger risk on an unknown. And that's how I built all my companies. My five companies have been built by identifying pain and then removing pain, and I found that customers would flock to me because I found their painful problem, and I also provided the pain relief.
Well, and you know, one of the things that I'm really glad you said that, and I really thank you for writing a whole chapter about this in your book, Rules for Renegades. And because here's the other thing I found out about pain, I'd like for you to comment on this. A lot of times people see customers in pain, and they think they've got to, that they're intimidated because it's a big project to take away that pain. But what I've learned is that sometimes there might need to be major surgery to get rid of that pain, but the first thing these people will respond to positively is if you just give them a pill. If you just do one little thing to relieve the pain, not end the pain. What do you think?
Yes, because exactly what you said, Jim. If it's a big, huge pain, you're going to lose credibility if you're going to say, Shazam, we're going to remove your pain overnight. No.
Or you're too intimidated to even start.
Yeah. And also, they're paralyzed because they're so overwhelmed. But if you can say, let's chunk it down. The first phase, we're going to remove this degree of pain or this category of pain, and then we're going to go from there. And I find that when people read Rules for Renegades, they start to really understand that concept. They start to look around the world and see pain that they can remove, and then they go to rulesforrenegades.com, and they can download all of our different cool free resources that then help them implement the ideas in the book. So we have,
right.
we have the book, but then we have the companion website.
Right, right. What is that website, by the way?
It's rulesforrenegades.com.
Rulesforrenegades.com. Check that out, folks. Another thing that you talk about in your book is that I like a lot is you say, forget an MBA, get a GSD. What is that?
A GSD is the most important credential you'll ever have, and it stands for Get Stuff Done. Way too often people rely on their advanced degrees for their educational pedigree or to make them important somehow. At the end of the day, the rubber only hits the road where the results are delivered. If you can make your brand synonymous with the results, if you can make your name equal results, Jim is a go-to guy. When I go to Jim, he always follows through. If Jim makes me a commitment, he's going to honor that commitment. And making your brand equal results is so important. And when we talk about getting stuff done and having that credential, it's a credential that you have to renew often. And we tell you exactly how to get that credential in Rules for Renegades and how to reinforce that.
Right. Well, I like what you're saying there, because a lot of times small business owners, Christine, don't have the advanced degrees, and they might feel deficient. They might feel like there's something deficient about them because they don't. But if they can perform in the marketplace, that overcomes a lot of other credentials, doesn't it?
It does, and think about a resume. I can't stand resumes. The vast majority of resumes are like, I worked here and I did that, and I worked here and I did that. No. If a resume were, here's the amazing benefit that I brought to the company, here's the amazing results that I achieved, it should just be a list of achievements. And that's where a GSD is. A GSD is just focusing on the great achievements you have. A little small business goes to a prospective customer and shows all the achievements that they've had and all the pain they've removed for clients. They're hired.
Right, absolutely. And it's the same thing when you're giving your resume, so to speak, or which would be your proposal to your small business to a big company, if you can perform and if you can demonstrate that you can perform, you know, big companies these days are not as interested in, you know, in a lot of education credentials. They're interested in whether you can deliver or not. And that's one of the things. Yeah, exactly. Stand by. Christine Comerford Lynch is our guest. She's the author of the now best-selling book, Rules for Renegades. You know what I've told you before, folks? No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. When we come back, we're going to talk about illusions right after this break. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website's smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find all of the things that we do here, including thousands of articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written, thousands of past interviews that we've done, all the way back to 99, many of them, all the way back that far. And you can find those there in categories that you can that'll help you pick out the right topic. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog while you're there, and all the good things there. Also, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz. That's where you can get small business answers. Now, we've anticipated your questions, and we have the answers waiting on you. Christine Comerford Lynch is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's the author of the best-selling book, Rules for Renegades. And, Christine, one of the things that I have said, I like your chapter one, your rule number one about illusion. You say everything's an illusion. You know, I've been using that term to talk about why small businesses have flourished so much, why the 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur. And what I mean by that is, in the 20th century, we had the illusion of job security. There was really never job security. It was just an illusion. And toward the end of the 20th century, the beginning of the 21st century, it became clear that job security was always an illusion. And so once people recognize that, then they say, you know what, being a business owner is not as risky as I thought it was going to be. It's not as risky. It's not that much more risky than having a job. What do you think?
It's not. It's really not. This idea that Big Daddy, the corporation you work for, is going to take care of you, if it's not been blasted to bits, you've just not been paying attention. You know, there is no job security. But here's the thing. The reason so many people are starting small businesses is because they believe in themselves, right? They know that they have security in themselves. So they take that risk because they know, look, damn the torpedoes, no matter what happens, I will come through for me. I want to, like, lay myself off, you know, at the 11th hour with no warning. And I think it comes back, though, to having an idea. And so many of us struggle with this. We want to start a business, but we have no ideas at all. And that's where we have to start to, you know, get out there, set some goals like we talk about in Chapter 1, and the importance of setting goals and the 7 areas of setting goals. And we have to set those goals because if one of our goals is to start a small business within the next, you know, year or 6 months, whatever, that then will raise our awareness. We'll start looking for problems to solve in the world, painful problems, because we've set that goal, we've raised our awareness. If you just talk about it, it's not good enough. If it's a goal that you focus on twice a day, you really set your intention, it does raise your awareness. You will find an opportunity.
What's the difference in a renegade and a rebel?
A renegade is a person with a degree of passion and commitment that exceeds the norm. A renegade wants to achieve great things. They also acknowledge that there are certain systems, bureaucracies, et cetera, that they need to navigate through most effectively, and that's why I wrote the book. In Rules for Renegades, you understand how to navigate the world of power, prestige, et cetera, business. Rebels, though, just want to kind of smash things down. They want to trash the system. They don't want to play well with others. They want to be a lone wolf. You know, a rebel just says, okay, there's systems, there's structures, and there's people. Let's figure out how to work with them best to get what we
want. Is there a place for both of those people in the marketplace?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Because some systems need to be trashed, don't they?
Yes, some systems need to be shaken up and shifted and changed, for sure.
Yeah.
I just find that rebels often don't get as much cooperation, whereas renegades can be rebellious, but renegades also get that they need people to get things done.
Right. A lot of times the rebel will start the fight and the renegades will finish it. What do you think?
Yeah. That's a really good point, Jim. Yeah.
And I have been both of those. I've been a rebel and then morphed into a renegade.
Yes, as have I. I agree. Yeah. I just find that renegades get more stuff accomplished.
Well, sometimes, though, you have to say, you know what? I know this is how we've always done it, but it's not how we're going to be able to do it in the future.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. You have to shake it up. And I think, you know, renegades can do that too because they keep valuing people.
Right.
And they know that they need those people to get things done.
I also like what you say in rule number 5 in Rules for Renegades. I like how you talk about failure. I believe that failure is the harness made of success. You can't have real, abiding, long-lasting success if you have never known failure. What do you think?
I agree, and I also find failure is simple. A result we hadn't anticipated. If we can demystify it and take a lot of the emotional charge off of failure, and we have to realize that we want to fail forward. You know, if we do something and it doesn't work out, extract the lesson and fail forward. Rejection is the same way. With rejection, we simply have to desensitize ourselves to it. I mean, I went through so many situations in my life where I made hundreds of cold calls, got only a few meetings, went to those meetings, and then was rejected. And I had to learn, why did that happen? How can I rock that rejection? And we recommend holding rejection parties where you get together with some friends and you get so rejected in a short period of time that when you go out there in the marketplace, it doesn't affect you nearly as much.
A rejection party. That's pretty funny. Well, you know, Thomas Edison says something like, failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work. I like that.
Exactly. Henry Ford said something like, you've got to fail to move forward.
Absolutely.
You know, like, if you don't take any risks.
Give us the website, Christine.
RulesForRenegades.com.
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 The book is available wherever books are sold. Christine Comerford Lynch. Christine, thanks for being here. Will you come back another day?
I would love to. Thank you so much, Jim.
Had a good time. Thanks for being here. See you next time. Quick break. Right back with Dave Anderson after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.